This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave. He's in Los Angeles listening online. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Ian. And Mark. How are you doing,
hey.
Mark?
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
Had Charlie Schramm on, and you've had Roger Ver on, and all the cast and characters that are involved with Bitcoin. I need to thank you guys because years ago, when I first began listening to your show, probably 9, 8 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
It just beginning. It hadn't even started yet. As soon as it started, you guys began talking about it.
Bitcoin.
I just wish I would have bought more.
You know, don't we all?
I should have several hundred now.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't. But I need to, other than thank you guys, I need to ask you guys, have you guys checked out the activity that they're doing on the Lightning work, the Lightning network?
Well,
no.
Other than knowing that you have to have Segregated Witness, the upgrade to the Bitcoin network called Segregated Witness, in order to have the Lightning network, as I understand it, that's all I sort of really know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it technically. I mean, we managed to get through the Bitcoin world without being engineers, and it is possible to do that. I wish I could comment more on it. I've heard good things about Lightning Network. I've heard bad things about it. I've heard that it means it's going to be,
blockchain.
That it and the SegWit thing is going to take transactions off the main Bitcoin blockchain, and that means it'll be centralized in different locations, and so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you guys are aware of Litecoin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Litecoin, we actually talked about that when it came out, too, years ago, and it was sort of the first alternative, sort of the first, what's the right term, altcoin or whatever, to really kind of hit the main stage. And I don't know if it was the first one, period, but it was definitely the one that kind of caught people's attention, at least at the time. It was being referred to
as... It was the second cryptocurrency.
It may have been.
Basically, it's a good, solid, the price movement in Litecoin has always been good and solid. It hasn't been, weird, and it doesn't get pumped and dumped a lot. It's real, valid that way. But the Lightning, what I saw with the Lightning Network on the I don't know if it was on Twitter or was it on YouTube or something. I was watching an example, and it is, it's like Visa. I mean, just bam, it's there, So I would first think about getting maybe like Elizabeth Stark. It would be a good person to have on. She's real smart.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Super smart. And,
who is that? Who is it?
She's one of the people on the team. I don't know if there's really a leader of that team. It's like
which
the
team?
Other teams are. Yeah, Elizabeth Stark.
What team?
The Lightning development team.
Okay. I don't think we really...
We had Charlie Lee on at one point.
Yeah. The problem with developers is, they're not always the best on the radio because they may be, brilliant thinkers and engineers or whatever, but already, we're throwing around terms like Lightning Network and Segregated Witness. We don't even really know what we're talking about with those things. So it doesn't
listeners.
It doesn't benefit our listeners to really get into a deep technical understanding of these things.
The main point I wanted to call in before I got off on that tangent was Peter Schiff was on. It's a brilliant, brilliant talk. He was on Max Kaiser's show today on the Kaiser Report, and so was Charlie. By the way, Charlie Schramm is just a sweetheart. I wish
Charlie
Schramm,
who's the chief technology officer of Jax, which is the Wallet of Free Talk Live. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, you guys know Charlie well. I can tell if I'd ever met the dude, I would just love him. He's got that brotherly sort of
a nice guy
quality about him. He's on Max Kaiser's show, but Peter Schiff was going on and on about it. Look, anybody can develop, anybody can make a new Bitcoin, and it would go, and Bitcoin would lose its price value and would go to zero. Well, we've got a good example today of someone who actually did just create a new Bitcoin. And it actually pushed the value up. It blew away a lot of shorts. And the price of, and by the way, it's not Bitcoin Core.
Peter Schiff ought to just close his damn mouth about Bitcoin at this point.
Exactly.
It's been years.
He's been S-talking Bitcoin for so long. And for listeners that don't know who this guy is, he's a pretty freedom-friendly dude, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's kind of got a real belief in his product, which is gold and silver. And there's nothing wrong with gold and silver, mind you.
I mean, I've got it.
I've got gold. I've got silver.
I'm actually an investor with Euro Pacific Capital, which
That's
is one
company.
Of Peter Schiff's companies.
Yeah, but he is wrong.
I'm sure it's a very
wrong,
smart thing to do.
Wrong
I'm
about
sure
this. Sure, it's a fine idea to have gold and silver, but you're not going to see any tremendous growth in those areas. Gold and silver is just a sort of a hedge against inflation. That's usually what it's best for. You can sock it away, you know, bury it underground or whatever, and it's going to still be there, you know, over time. Gold and silver are definitely good things for people who want to protect their money against the ravages of inflation, but you're not going to see likely gold or silver over a, you know, 5-day time frame increase by 25% of its value, which is what Bitcoin and its offshoot Bitcoin Cash just did over the last week. So this Peter Schiff has gotten on the air, and he has said on multiple occasions, and I'll let you update us on what happened recently, but he has said on multiple occasions, has just out and out attacked the idea of cryptocurrency and, you know, and made all kinds of predictions about its demise, and this whole time it's just continued to rise over time. This has had days where it's dropped, but you know, over time it has gone up.
You know, the gold bugs, which is the gold bugs, which of which Peter Schiff is one. They really, really like precious metals, and anything that seems like competition to that is going to get panned. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened on this show?
I would have loved to have had him bring up the John McAfee estimation for projection of Bitcoin's price, because John McAfee just recently said, and I'm not sure you guys probably heard this, said that within 3 years it'll be $500,000.
Or he would eat a spotted dick. Or no, he said it without
on
spotted.
TV, his own.
So, John McAfee made a prediction, and you can take that prediction for what it's worth.
Which ain't worth a hill of beans,
right,
but
you know,
anybody can predict anything they want about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing up the discussion, and what happened with Bitcoin over this last week has been, I mean, it's just been amazing to watch. I went over it in an article I wrote over at freekeen.com today, where I point out that before the fork that happened this week, where Bitcoin split for the very first time ever into two Bitcoin. One of them's Bitcoin Core, or BTC. The other, Bitcoin Cash, or BCH. And before this fork happened on August 1st at about, 2 p.m., I think, Eastern time was when the first block got mined into the new Bitcoin Cash. Beforehand, though, Bitcoin's price was about $2,700 per Bitcoin. And there were about 16.4 million Bitcoin in the marketplace at that time, meaning the total value or the market cap of Bitcoin Core, the original Bitcoin at that time, was about $44.2 billion. About an hour later, because of the hard fork, Bitcoin Cash, or BCH, was created. There were instantly 16.4 million BCH created that out of the gate had a market value of about $300 per BCH, or about 11% of the value of a Bitcoin. Nearly $5 billion additional dollars worth of cryptocurrency was literally created from thin air.
Yeah, it came out of the gate as the number four cryptocurrency.
Correct. Now,
it clawed its way to number three, and it slipped back down to number four.
I think one of the important things to point out about this,
I feel like Casey Kasem,
is that the price of Bitcoin didn't lose value. Because some people were saying that, you know, as Peter Schiff had suggested there, that, and it makes sense on its face, right, that, oh, well, Bitcoin splits into two, and then this newer Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, is worth $300, then you'd see Bitcoin drop in price, the original Bitcoin drop by $300, right, because the market only values this thing at this amount. Well, it turns out that's not what happened at all. Bitcoin's price stayed steady, generally, throughout the week after the release of Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin Cash price went down a little bit, but yesterday, the price of Bitcoin skyrocketed, passed a new record of over $3,000, as we're doing the show here tonight. the price right now of Bitcoin, according to Bitstamp, is almost $3,300 per Bitcoin. It's gone up $500 in less than a week's time. I mean, we'll continue here in a moment on what this really means and how different this is from the fiat money that we're used to. It's Free Talk Live.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, but I wanted to just finish the main point that I thought was the most important takeaway from this week. And it's been a long interesting, fascinating week of watching this Bitcoin schism occur. Now, they call a fork, where one group of Bitcoiners decided they were sick and tired of trying to argue over what the direction, you know, the future direction of Bitcoin should be technically. And so they just said, well, you know, we're sick of arguing. It's been arguments for two to three years over this. How do we fix Bitcoin thing? And they just decided we're going to break off and try our own thing. And they became the very first time this Bitcoin Cash was birthed from Bitcoin. And Bitcoin Cash instantly was worth $300 per unit right out of the box. And as I point out here, that totals up about right when it launched, it was about $5 billion. Today it's around $3-something, $3 billion worth, because it's gone down a little bit since it came out. But before the Bitcoin fork happened, Bitcoin itself was worth around $2,700 per Bitcoin. And based on the fact that there were about 16.4 million Bitcoin in the market, that's $44.2 billion in Bitcoin. That's before it forked. After it forked, Bitcoin's price stayed about the same for the day or two afterwards. And then there was this new thing, this new Bitcoin Cash, of which there were also 16.4 million of them. Because when Bitcoin forked, the blockchain, which is the ledger that runs Bitcoin, it's this public ledger, what happened was, the forking was this one group, they broke off and they started writing different transactions to the blockchain from the point of the fork. And so you then at that point have a ledger that covers from like 2009 all the way right up through August 1st. And that's those same transactions are in both ledgers now.
Right.
So the history of both Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash are the same till August 1st. Then the fork happens, Bitcoin Cash goes off on its own direction and starts, you know, there's different...
Well, it's interesting, if they're both the same, why is it that you say that it went off on its own direction? I mean, if they...
No, they were the same until August 1st. Thanks for asking that question.
But which one's new and which one's the old Bitcoin? Because this is kind of a strange question. If you're coming to a fork in the road...
You can't really say that, Mark, because what you can say is there's one chain that's longer than the other. The one that's longer is the one that you could argue is the older chain. Because once Bitcoin Cash split off, they had a very, very small amount of miners compared to the main Bitcoin chain, and so they weren't able to mine blocks as quickly. And I go over all of that in my article over at freekeen.com. But what I wanted to focus on here was the money aspect of this. So you got Bitcoin before the fork worth $44.2 billion in total. After the fork, Bitcoin still worth about $44.2 billion, plus another $5 billion on top, because of this new Bitcoin Cash that came out, because there's 16.4 million Bitcoin Cash, because it came from the same thing. Everybody who had Bitcoin on Monday, the next day they had the same amount of Bitcoin and the same amount of Bitcoin Cash. So what happened there was you created value from thin air, but a lot of people were saying that wasn't going to occur.
Sure, it was going to split, and it was going to cause...
The price was going to go down.
If it was $3,000, one would be worth $1,000, the other one would be worth two, because that's how these things work.
But what happened...
That's not how it worked, because people don't necessarily understand how markets work.
Well, but what happened was that, you're right, the price didn't go down, although the price of Bitcoin Cash has since fallen to the $200, $250 range in the last couple of days, but the fact is there are billions of dollars in extra value that are there now where none existed before, especially since Bitcoin Core has gone up to over $3,000. Right now at about $3,300. New record highs were set yesterday or last night and today. So you combine all of that together, the new almost $3,300 Bitcoin and the $200 Bitcoin Cash, and less than 1 week from the fork, Bitcoin's market cap is now up to $52.4 billion from its pre-fork cap of $44 billion, plus the Bitcoin Cash market cap is at around $3 billion right now. So combined, that's a total of $55.3 billion of value. And it's gone up since I wrote this article an hour ago, so it's probably like $56 billion right now. But let's say $55 billion of value, meaning since the fork... 5 days ago, or 4 days ago, or whatever, $11.1 billion of value was created in under a week's worth of time. Put another way, rather than going down in price, as some predicted, including me, the combined value of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash went up 25% since Tuesday. So if you had Bitcoin on Monday and held on to it until now, the combined value of your Bitcoin Cash and your Bitcoin is 25% higher than the value of the one Bitcoin was. I mean, that's an incredible success story as far as all the worries and the concerns about what might happen during the fork. And maybe it wouldn't have played out this way, but the market decided that the market wanted both of these things. That the market wants Bitcoin, it's the original Bitcoin, Bitcoin Core, and that it also wants Bitcoin Cash. Not quite as much, but again, it's new. And there's, you know, they're basically hobbling along with the mining difficulties that they're facing, and there's all kinds of like detail that you could go into about
what's World War
happening.
Is not over, even though both sides have been told to go to their room, essentially with the creation of these two tokens. You know, they're not. And now they're screaming at each other through the vents.
Yep.
So
I've covered that too, where one side is calling the other side B Cash instead of Bitcoin Cash because they. You know, they argue that it's not real Bitcoin. Of course, the other side's arguing that they're the true Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very silly.
Real Scotsman fallacy.
Exactly. Now, one of the other things I thought was important to point out, and then we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts here, is that it's interesting when you compare what happened with Bitcoin this week to the way fiat government money works. The U.S. dollar, for instance, in a system where a central authority prints money and forces people to use it, which is what legal tender laws are, when they inflate the money supply, that is a tax, and it takes wealth from those that are holding dollars, and it transfers that wealth to the political class, like the military-industrial complex, and that's one of the key ways.
Well, it first goes through the banks, Wall Street. Basically, these banks are held in part, you know, by people,
sure.
You know, via the you know the Wall Street system, and the money is created by the Federal Reserve system. It's ordered by the Treasury, but created by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency, even though its head is appointed by the president. It is a group of banks. Those banks then create the money, give it to the United States government, and at a loan, sure. at a rate, it's called a
they certainly
Reserve
benefit
notes.
Yes.
In the same way you have a note on your house, they've got a note on the country, and
right.
that note is worth about $20 trillion. And you know how they're going to pay it off? They're going to pay it off
more.
With the labor of your grandchildren, because the labor of you and the labor of your children's already in hock.
That's true. So, anyway, the banks, you're right, Mark, and other politically connected
right.
groups
and,
benefit from
if
this.
If we stop right there, if we just stop right there, you see the immorality of government currencies. I'm not just talking about the U.S. dollar, although
yeah.
that's the world
this
reserve
the
currency, but the ruble, the euro, and I don't care if, you know, the Ugandan shilling. I don't care what they are. They're created out of thin air, and the reason, and when you say they're created out of thin air, that means that the labor of the citizenry is has to pay it back in the future. These are loans against work that people will do. And that's wrong. The money should be a value in and of itself, the way it always has been. Bitcoin is a value, and that's the reason we support it.
All right, so we're going to continue with this. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. One more point on comparing government money to cryptocurrency. In moments, it's Free Talk Live. And your thoughts.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio. And right now, we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. We're going to get right back to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's been an incredible week for Bitcoin, as we've been discussing, and one of the decisions that a lot of Bitcoin miners have had to make this week is what to mine. Because, well, now there's Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Core, whatever you want to call it, and then there's Bitcoin Cash, the new thing that sprung out from Bitcoin this week. And early on, Mark, I did switch my miner over at pool.bitcoin.com to Bitcoin Cash, just to, you know, throw some support behind the underdog in the early days. But since then, yesterday, I switched back to Bitcoin Core mining because it's more profitable to do that, like twice as profitable. If you go to the CoinDance site, coin.dance, for the Bitcoin Cash, it'll tell you what, you know, how much more profitable one or the other is. And so some miners are going to make the decision based on the profit. Others are going to do it based on ideology. And ultimately, you can make a decision for yourself if you're mining through pool.bitcoin.com, because not all the mining pools are going to let you do the Bitcoin Cash, but pool.bitcoin.com is. So if you do want to do Bitcoin Cash mining, you can go get signed up there, or you can do traditional Bitcoin mining as well. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. Their website is super easy to use, and there's a handy calculator there that'll help you understand what you might just make when you get started at pool.bitcoin.com. You don't have to worry about the constant equipment upgrades, the maintenance, the hassles. having to know how to mine and, you know, the technical aspects of it. You don't have to do that. You just go and, you know, get signed up and get started over at pool.bitcoin.com.
They do make it easy. So easy, I forget about it days at a time.
Well, let's go to Don. He's in Indianapolis. But luckily, Mark, they will give you a monthly, you know, update on how things...
Yeah, they email you.
And you can always log in anytime and check it out. Anyway, Don, you're on Free Talk Live. More Bitcoin talk coming up, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Thought I had heard you talk earlier in your program about police officers, and just wanted to pass along to you. Here in Indiana, we've been thinking a lot about police officers today. Had to bury a young officer, 39 years old. He was killed in the line of duty.
What was he doing when he was killed?
A lot of Indiana residents would take great delight in trying to do something that would make a police officer's job a little easier.
What was he doing when he was killed?
Well, someone had crashed a car. It was two men. They crashed a car. Their car landed upside down. And Lieutenant Aaron Allen from the Southport Police Department ran towards the car to help the driver. And the driver apparently pulled out a semi-automatic weapon and shot the lieutenant 14 times.
Wow.
He died within about an hour of being shot, leaves behind a wife and two young boys. So, in Indiana here, we had, of course, quite a ceremony to celebrate his life. And police have been on the minds of Indiana residents, especially Indianapolis and Southport.
So what was your suggestion going to be?
As an officer of Southport. Well,
I think that the idea here is that if we question law enforcement in any way, shape, or form, you besmirch the honor of police officers everywhere.
I don't think he said that.
That's what he said.
He had a suggestion to make people's make police's jobs easier.
I simply said that a lot of us here in Indiana would take delight, great delight, if we could do something to help a police officer make their job a little easier.
Mark, you're reading way into this. I mean, we haven't even talked about
thanking them for their service.
Wait a second. Was this the same funeral where the police officer accidentally discharged his gun and shot a woman?
No, sir.
Because that's out of Indianapolis here.
This happened last Thursday.
This is August the 5th, and a person shot by accident at the end of a funeral for Lieutenant Aaron Allen. Is that him?
That's correct.
Okay, so a police officer accidentally discharged a gun during a funeral for Southport Police Lieutenant Aaron Allen, striking and injuring a woman. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department dispatch said the woman, who is an officer with the Marion County Sheriff's Office, was grazed by the bullet on her right leg.
That's breaking news. That just happened today.
Now, she's going to be listed as injured on the job, as she should be, right?
Uh-huh.
Like she's gone to this this sort of thing. I don't, you know, it's not that I certainly, as a firefighter, I hold nothing against police officers, but I always kind of wonder about this extra reverence that people seem to have for them. Have you ever considered that fishermen, roofers, truck drivers, they all have jobs that are more dangerous than police and firefighters and soldiers?
I think any intelligent person understands that there are many dangerous jobs, and police officers understand the danger that they get into. I was just simply saying that a lot of us, especially today, would delight in making their jobs a little easier.
Yeah, I want to hear the suggestion, Mark. That was why he was calling in. He wasn't calling to hold us to task. We haven't even talked about police abuse tonight at all, so I'm not even sure when we mentioned it. But
regarding the boat.
Oh, the cops stopping the people in the boat.
I didn't mention police abuse.
Yeah, I know that. So I'm trying to tell Mark that. He's reading all kinds of stuff into what you're saying.
What is the way that we can make police officers' job easier?
Well, I think certainly by respecting them and the job, the difficulty of the job that they have to do. They get
you know, I'd have a whole lot more respect for the police if they would
respond.
You know,
that,
Don,
they really don't have any control over.
No doubt, and, it can be a risky job.
Their jobs, their bosses send them out to do a lot of crappy work. There's no doubt about it.
But you know, to me, respect is a road that goes both ways, and I would like it if the police.
I think any intelligent person understands that. When
okay.
They run into a
well, then how come the police don't respect people's rights to control their own body?
You know, we all have bad days.
Sure, but the police will ruin your day on a regular basis because it's their job to collect revenue for the state, so they pull people over left and right who have not actually harmed others by, let's say, going a little faster than normal on you know, on some road, or going after college students or others for possessing a plant or alcohol, for instance. I mean, why is it the police don't respect us? Why don't they respect our right to live our lives how we want so long as we don't harm another person?
Well, as far as I know, they do.
No, they don't, sir.
Into a few situations.
No, it's not a few situations. It's right now in America, there are well over, I think it was last statistics I saw, was like 1.5 million Americans are arrested every year for drug possession. That is not respecting a person's right to do what they want with their own body. How about people arrested for prostitution or buying a prostitute? How about raiding people for running gambling in their own home? I mean, these are all victimless crimes where nobody is
harmed.
There's
an optometrist shot in Virginia Beach some years ago for running a gambling pool. He was down on the ground with his hands behind his head, and a police officer accidentally pulled the trigger and shot him right in the head. I mean, it's a terrible tragedy, there's no doubt, but, I mean, wouldn't it be better if these officers had been out investigating a crime with a victim?
Actually, I just called to
we know why you called.
Indiana today.
Thank you for the call, Don. It's okay if you don't want to have a conversation. We understand. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, you know, I understand Don's uncomfortable. He's of the belief system that the police are out there doing the best they can.
They are doing the best they can. Oftentimes, the problem is that they like Don, aren't really questioning what's going on sort of beneath it. Here's my question. So if whatever somebody's doing on the road, say they're going 15 miles an hour over the limit or whatever the case may be. Now, you're going to get pulled for going 15 miles an hour over the limit. But if that police officer pulls you over on the side of the road, not in a parking lot, but just on the side of the road and flashes lights that are intended to catch people's attention, do you think that they create a greater hazard on the road than the person that was driving over the limit?
855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so you're invited to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And since we were talking about cryptocurrency a little bit earlier, you're still certainly welcome to join us on anything that you want. A lot of people want to talk about the police right now. Phones have blown up on that topic, but I do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's a competitor to Bitcoin, and they're getting a lot of things right with Dash. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to your calls here, I did want to make that one final point about Bitcoin. I didn't know the phones were going to explode based on the police commentary. We're going to get right back to your calls. But the one thing I wanted to point out, Bitcoin is so different from the fiat money systems that we're used to, because when the government prints more money, it devalues the money that we have. So if the government doubles the money supply tomorrow, what happens to the prices? Prices are going to skyrocket,
yeah,
as they are in Venezuela, as we've been talking about in detail over the last week or so, or last few years. But with Bitcoin, complete opposite happened. Bitcoin, 16.4 million of them existed on Monday. Then Tuesday, after the fork, there's 16.4 million Bitcoin and 16.4 million Bitcoin Cash. But the value in total has gone up, not down. So the opposite happened of what we're used to seeing happen in fiat money systems. Bitcoin isn't centrally controlled. And so part of the brilliance of it is if somebody doesn't like the way it's going, they can split off and do their own thing. And that happened for the first time this week, and it went way better than I think a lot of people, including myself, we're expecting it to. I mean, it's just been an amazing phenomenon. And that's because when Bitcoin split, it didn't create another, it didn't double itself. So there's not 32 million Bitcoin right now. There's 16.4 million Bitcoin and there's 16.4 million Bitcoin Cash. So it's a completely different currency, even though it's based on the original Bitcoin blockchain. I don't know if that makes much sense, but there it is. So basically the complete opposite effect of the centralized government money system. When they print money, your money goes down in value. When Bitcoin forks, apparently it's more likely to go up in value, which is very interesting. Anyway, back to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything you want. Last caller said, you need to respect the police because it'll make their job easier. Well, there are a lot of the things the police do that I don't want to be easy on them. I want it to be difficult for them to arrest peaceful people who have not hurt anybody else. But let's go to you with your calls and thoughts here. First up, we've got Don in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Just going to make one statement. Police officer is sworn to enforce laws, regardless of how crazy people may think they are. They're doing their job if they're enforcing laws, whether it's arresting kids for doing things that's not causing any harm to anybody or whatever. I mean, it's their job if they're enforcing laws.
So that's okay with you? Whatever the law is, as long as the cop is just following the law, you think that's totally fine?
As long as the cop's following the law, yeah. I mean, if there's a problem with the laws, the way people see it, then to try to have them changed. But.
Agreed. Absolutely. We should try to change bad laws. Do you think there are bad laws currently in the United States, or do we have them all weeded out?
No, there's definitely bad laws, I'm sure. Okay. I mean, some things need to keep up with the times.
There's some laws, like, historically that we can look at that, police officers or what were, law enforcement officers at the time, they should have been enforcing even though there are bad laws. Let's use, say, escaped slave laws, right? Like, these people that would go out and hunt down slaves and, brutalize them and bring them back to their masters. Those people were just doing their job, right? And we should look at them, in the light of history.
Well, they were, I guess, doing their job at the time, but there's no such thing as slavery anymore.
Well, I argue that if you're paying income tax, that somebody's treating you as though you're their slave.
Oh, back
yeah.
in
yeah, well, I do see that too. Yeah, I do. But there again,
you got to be careful.
Taxes
though.
Are laws. Taxes are laws.
Yeah, but I didn't agree to any of that. So, they can write whatever laws they want to. Ultimately, without consent, their rule over us is illegitimate. And, I don't care what the politicians write down. They can write whatever they want. It's, in my opinion, just their opinion backed by men with guns.
It's liars and thieves writing stuff down on pieces of paper, right?
You're right.
You got to be careful. And thanks, Donald, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You got to be careful with that mentality because it gives a pass to some of the worst offenses against humanity in history. I mean, that was the excuse that was used at Nuremberg. Was that, we were just following orders. It was legal, what we were doing. But no, that doesn't make it right. Just because it was legal to have men with guns go after escaped slaves and forcibly return them to their masters does not make it right. And if you are saying today that, the police are just following the law, if you don't like it, change it. Well, does that mean that you'd be making excuses for the police beating and returning slaves back in the 1800s?
Right. It's my understanding that as an American, it's my job to stand up against bad laws. One of the ways to stand up against bad laws is civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
People that enforce bad laws, I mean, you can say whatever you want. You can use whatever whatever adjective you want to describe them. History is going to treat them badly. If
sure.
you take money to enforce bad laws, history is going to treat you badly.
How many of those cops are remembered by history? How many of the cops who spent their time and effort retrieving escaped slaves are people worth remembering?
I'm looking at ranker.com here. And
Harriet Tubman's worth remembering.
Indeed.
She helped them escape.
Yeah, she freed 1,000 slaves and freed 1,000 more if they'd have known they were slaves.
What's Ranker?
Ranker.com is a website that puts ranks out here. And I, one of the problems I have, remember, I'm a firefighter. I've gone into burning buildings to save people's property. I've pulled human beings out of cars mm-hmm. that were, you know, sitting right next to gas pumps. I think I've got a little bit of stance here to say this stuff is that, you know, when you have a funeral in a big, giant auditorium for 19,000 people, the same place that basketball players play, it kind of shows that that person and that job are greater than people who don't get those kind of funerals.
Sure does.
I get
status.
Yeah, it's status, right? Like, I get email invites to attend funerals for firefighters across the state of New Hampshire because, you know, I'm in that that group. But here I'm looking at number one, fisherman, number two, logger, number three,
airplane pilot. This is the most deadly jobs?
Yep, most deadly jobs. Rancher, construction laborer, sanitation worker, roofer, structural iron and steel workers, oil and gas driller, merchant mariner.
To those men, I say thank you for your service. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Charles. He's in Kentucky listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. Hey, Charles.
Hey, thank y'all, fellas. I listen to y'all every weekend, man. I get y'all on the weekend.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm a 40-year-old guy. I got my associate's degree in criminology.
Right.
I'm a long-haired hippie, I guess you'd say, long-haired Caucasian white boy. But a great topic tonight. My spin on it is I think they have quotas, and they want to meet their quotas. And I golf with some policemen here in town, and we golf, and I love them to death. It's just that it can happen to anybody on a Tuesday night, no matter if it's me, Johnny Smith, Bobo, anybody. They have their little quotas, and that's just the way it works. It scares me to death that what's going on in Baltimore is them hiding stuff. And like you said about the guy, the gun going off, things like that. It we're almost like guilty to proven innocent. And I'll let you go with that.
Yep, it has gotten that way. You're absolutely right. Especially when it comes to civil asset forfeiture, where they take your stuff and they don't even charge you with anything.
They have
now, that's not the cops that are doing it, but they're the cops didn't write that law, but they're certainly enforcing it.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Charles, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's the prosecutors and stuff. I almost call them persecutors. Is the kind of the way it's. I mean, it's I'm almost an abolitionist. That's an old school term for somebody. But anyway, guys,
I'm with you, man. I'm a total abolitionist, a neo-abolitionist, if you will. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy the show out there. Thanks for listening. Out there in Bowling Green, one of our longest-running radio affiliates, WKCT, in Bowling Green. Great station. We've been on there forever. You can join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And take control of the airwaves. We got hour number three coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.